It's Morning Edition at 89.3 WRKF in Baton Rouge. I'm Amy Jeffries. We set up a recording booth at the Louisiana Smart Growth Summit, put on by the Center for Planning Excellence at the Shaw Center back in November. We asked people at the summit, planners, landscape architects, public officials, environmentalists, a simple question. What does smart growth look like in Baton Rouge? The answers could almost be a set of New Year's resolutions for the city.
To me, smart growth looks like what's happening in downtown right now. 15 years ago, there were no people on the street after 5. And now, almost any day, any night, you see lots of people wandering around, feeling safe, feeling good about what's going on.
You see businesses opening up. You see people out on the streets, walking, riding bikes, sitting at tables.
Alternative transportation options.
What does smart growth look like in Baton Rouge? I don't know for certain, but I do know that it includes trees.
The ability for somebody to walk from their home to at least 2 grocery stores, a library, and a cafe, and not get winded.
The Shaw Center, Indigo Hotel, Lafayette Street in general, and North Boulevard. Smart growth in Baton Rouge also is Perkins Row. But in addition, it's the Garden District, Spanish Town, and College Town near LSU. A lot of old neighborhoods are smart growth as well.
Smart growth looks like a place that you want to come back to. It looks like a place that you want to go to. And it looks like a place that you want to live in.
I think the planning and development solutions that are working in Baton Rouge are those that are collaborative, that bring the public agencies in with the private developers, and work together with the normal citizens coming up with the best projects that could possibly be built.
Planning is actually taking place in many, many different agencies. You have schools, parks and recreation, libraries, the airport's another entity, and there's no formal mechanism for the coordination of these planning efforts. And as a result, the public investments that are being made by these single-purpose entities do not look for the potential synergies between them, which could make our public investments go a lot further.
Smart growth in Baton Rouge is making sure that our developments really reflect the needs and the values of our citizens. If our developments don't do that, then they won't be embraced and they can't in the long run be successful.
That was
Boo Thomas,
Robert Rose,
Ashley Shelton,
Zeffirino von Kernatowski,
Juan Cruz,
Don Broussard,
Eric Hollowaz,
Cordell Heyman,
Anna Snyder-Kelly.
With their ideas about smart growth in Baton Rouge, planning and development to be maintained and to strive for. Happy New Year. Look for the WRKF recording booth at more events in the community in 2014. This is WRKF.